This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
In 2020, 237.6 million Americans, more than 70% of the population, were exposed to more than a month of elevated levels of ozone and or fine particulate pollution, according to Environment Colorado. Let's get more on that story from KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold.
Colorado Springs rates as some of the worst air quality in the state over the course of 2020. Nearly a third of the year was spent under poor air quality. Colorado Springs logged 104 days of elevated ozone, coming second only to Boulder, which logged 106 days of poor air quality. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Governor Polis is encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine to clear up ICU beds. The governor says there are just under 150 ICU beds available statewide. Over 900 people are hospitalized with coronavirus. 77% of Coloradoans now vaccinated with at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. As far as the case numbers, El Paso County, 382 new positive cases, one death. Pueblo County, 95 cases, two additional deaths. Teller County, 13, one death. And Fremont has 36 additional cases. The Colorado Department of Transportation is giving travelers a big upgrade just in time for the winter travel season. CDOT's Bob Pfeiffer says the agency is offering the new CO Trip Planner app for smartphones to help drivers navigate snow-covered roads.
My CoTrip and Travel Alerts, travelers now can log in and sign up for their own CoTrip account to subscribe and manage their traveler alerts. They can also save their favorite routes, cameras, and customize their traveler preferences.
He also says planned updates for the app this year will include a snowplow tracker. That'll be interesting. CDOT also updated the CoTrip.org website, allowing it to integrate with operation centers across the state to provide more real-time information of highway incidents. The Pueblo Fire Department confirmed today an overnight fire was fatal. According to the department, the house fire happened in the University Park neighborhood. Details are limited, but they did say one family will never be the same. They asked the community to keep the family's victims in their thoughts. And the U.S. District Judge says an excessive force lawsuit against the city of Colorado Springs can move forward. Let's get more from that on that story from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
The Denver-based judge ruled last week that the city could be forced to pay damages for the 2018 death of Jeffrey Melvin. The lawsuit says Melvin was detained by officers, choked, pepper sprayed, and tased multiple times before he died. Melvin's father filed the suit, accusing the city of a pattern of racially biased policing. The district court judge overruled an earlier decision by a magistrate judge that would have dismissed the lawsuit. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, if you like The Great Pumpkin from Charlie Brown, you weren't able to see it last year because of many different reasons, but now it will be returning to television after a hiatus this year. You can watch it on PBS. Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Cloudy skies stay in the forecast. As a result of a system ongoing across the San Juans, it's shielding about 2 to 4 inches of snow for elevations above 10,000 feet. So places like Telluride going to get a nice little fresh blanket of snow by this afternoon. We are looking at overnight lows in the 40s under partly clear skies after midnight. Still have some partly sunny skies in the forecast for Thursday. Highs in the 70s to low 80s. Welcoming changes by Sunday as our next system moves through, giving us temperatures back in the 50s and 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.